Four.
Remember four, because we're having troubles on the cooker now. Right, how many have we done?
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
How many did you say?
14.
11, 12,
13,
14.
14.
There you go. Two level teaspoons of all meaning.
Can I have?
No, you've got the spoon.
You said you wanted the spoon, Tim. You got what you wanted.
I've got more than him here.
I don't think you have, actually.
Two.
It's just that yours is spread out a bit more. Two of those. Blob of salt. You know what we've got to do with this? We're going to be really disappointed because I've just read a little bit further on and it says we've got to leave it in the fridge overnight before we can roll it out into biscuits. Perhaps if we just leave it in the fridge for over tea time.
Stop tea time.
Perhaps that might help. We'll see how sticky it is. I didn't realise we'd have to leave it quite so long in the fridge. Sorry about that. Because I think when we did them at school, we just left them for half an hour and they were okay. Obviously, it depends what you put in it.
We got some in the pan.
Thank you. So we don't know.
Tim hit me with that.
So we might not be able to use our shapes until tomorrow, which would be a pity, wouldn't it, really? I think if you share that now.
Why? Because I haven't got any.
I think you've probably had enough, actually. You get his, just have one little thing. Put your finger in. And then we're going to put it in the three fingers. Put it in the dish. I need somebody to beat an egg.
Beat an egg? Can I beat an egg?
You can both have a go. Have a mug. Yolk in the middle.
Could you wash my fingers first?
Can I wash your fingers? Yeah, wash your own fingers off.
What's rolling it out, Matt?
Roly towels, when you get a rolling pin, a roly towel, that's when you need the cutters to make the shapes, you see.
But why do you have to leave it in the heavy?
Christopher, your turn, see if you can mix it better. Hold it still.
Wow, we've got a scoop and we could put it in there.
Do you want to see how it's really done? Let me show you. Watching Tim, then you can try. Watch.
I'll just see.
You hold it like this, little. Hold the cup with the hand. You hold your fork like that, and you're doing it, and then you just whisk it
round and round
very fast.
Mum, it will be better if you put it in that toy machine, Mum. We could mix it round, and that wouldn't need you to do it, would it? Start putting it in.
Right, that should be okay now. All we need now is for this to be melted. Do you think it's melted? It's a mess. I don't know about melted. Finished melting yet, so I'll just bring it over there so you have a look. Can you see? Look, it's still all lumps of margarine in it. Can you see the lumps of margarine?
Why is it brown?
Those yellow bits. Well, that under there, that's the syrup.
I'll just see the spoon.
That's the syrup and the sugar all mixed in, and then that yellow stuff on the top's the margarine.
And it looks like cheese.
Bunged together.
It looks like cheese. Mm. It looks like.
It hardly mixes really, does it? Because the margarine's all on the top. Now this should be interesting. I've got to tip this in here though. Sometimes I've got to put this in and sometimes I've got to put egg in.
Come on, Kim, put that.
Oh, Tim.
What to say?
Oh.
I can see.
Oh, I'll put it nearer to you and then you'll be able to see. This is really a mummy job this, I'm afraid.
Ooh. I want to
smell nice.
Lot.
Can you just put your finger on there, you'll see how sticky it is. You feel it's warm and sticky, isn't it? If we put it in the fridge, it'll make it go all
can
cold,
have another.
And then it won't be sticky. You can't roll it out to make those shapes at the moment because it's too sticky. So we're going to have to stick it in the fridge. When it comes out, it'll be just ready then.
We can't do any.
So I'm afraid we can't do any chopping up into biscuits. I should have checked the recipe before we started, really, shouldn't I?
We should have started after tea.
Yeah. Well.
We should have started the morning.
Well, we can do it in the morning. Or we could do it tomorrow night when you come home from school.
No, but if you
what day is it? Wednesday. Yeah, we've got nothing better to do tomorrow after school. We can do it then.
Let's have our picnic.
Right, now. I want 6 ounces.
I want. Let me just have a minute.
That's it now. That's 6 ounces. Pour it in. Right, now. What do we need next?
We
need the tin. Oh, it's in the washing. Right. We need something to weigh. Shall we weigh this cup?
What do you want to do? Because you just spilt a load of egg on the top of that. When I read the recipe properly, it turned out I've got to leave it in the fridge overnight before we can wrap it.
Oh, I thought you were making those quick biscuits.
And me.
Did you? Oh. I mean, I know a recipe quickly, but put them in the
cupboard. Yeah. Nice when I did, one the other week at Christopher's school, but I didn't realise there was too much syrup and stuff in it for to do it quick enough because it's too sticky. When you try to roll it out, it's all.
You know how you make pastry?
Just a bit of
sugar
instead. Well, no, this would be. I know, but it's going to make it a bit different.
I thought you'd finish quick. I was waiting for you to
say
what number on the oven and that.
Well, I've put the oven on already because I didn't read it properly. I'm so hopeless. Well,
perhaps I might get some tomorrow.
Well, you might if you're lucky.
Birthday cake.
We don't have a cake, so we've had the salmon. because you're a bitch.
I know all my words. I'm the cleverest boy in your class.
Well, that'd be
funny. Have you seen that before, Daddy?
Have you ever been wearing that all day?
You didn't wear, no, it wasn't wearing till lunchtime, was it? No. It must have been this afternoon when he talked to me.
And started designers.
I went to the Pig and Whistle, was it? Where did I go? The Jolly Farmer. Was it
Jolly Farmer?
Amen.
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 That's a bit previous, wasn't it?
You went to the Jolly Farmer, what, for your lunch?
We went to meet Mummy at the Jolly Farm.
I thought instead of driving all the way back round to collect them, they could walk down to the Jolly Farm.
Some jam.
At the south way for Tesco's, and they would have time to do that.
Yeah.
How about some margarine first?
No. I don't have the window at me.
What was that?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Just dropping the jam and the salad cream everywhere. On the new pottery. Well, it's not that new anymore, is it? So.
Do you want some margarine on tin first?
No.
I think it might help.
I've just asked him if he wanted margarine, he said no.
Can I have some bread, please?
Okay.
Let's
start some. Yeah.
Go to jam.
What would you like? My birthday girl.
I'd like some chicken roll, please.
Should I pass it to you?
No, it's alright. Thank you. I'll just stretch. Would you like some?
Thank you very much.
Good. Would you like some bread to go with it?
Yes. It's a bit hard actually.
So how was your day?
Very busy, I haven't stopped for a second.
Oh, you came home early, especially
for me. Well, I did have a bit of lunch, yes.
You managed to get out your paper or whatever?
No, because I was having lunch out.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
So I haven't stopped, you know. Moment to myself all day. Julie went to home this morning.
She didn't go home.
No, I said she was going to be ill.
She didn't dare not come.
She did come this morning, but then I had a message when I got out of this meeting that she'd gone home.
Well, at least she showed her face. I bet she didn't dare not come after you said.
Yes.
You
said what?
Well, yesterday apparently you told her that she'd better turn up.
I said no excuses. Says that she's going to go to the doctor's tomorrow to get some.
Can you help me, Dad?
Is she that bad?
Sounded alright.
Poor girl's probably dying off. Do you want some more coleslaw? Yeah. It's so good after you left.
I want to throw it. I'll do you one more.
Do you want a lid to this, or are you folding it, Tim?
What?
Do you want a lid to this, or are you folding it? I'll chop it for you. Chop.
Got
to make some biscuits and then read the recipe afterwards and discovered that to put them in the fridge for 24 hours and the pastry in the fridge so they couldn't make the biscuits. Now I'm sitting here expecting a biscuit and nothing came.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those recipes you could make it straight away, was it?
The wrong stuff in
it. No.
No, but that stuff in it. They didn't read the end bit, you see. So
I read the ingredients and I thought, oh, that's good, we've got all those things. Then so we'll use that one. So we got all
sorted
out.
I
made
a ginger.
Mm.
Made a ginger
mix.
But
we didn't know that mattered.
And that didn't matter, so we just made biscuit mix.
And then decided, found out they had to put it in the fridge for 24 hours. And there was I sitting here expecting a biscuit. I didn't get one.
So you're starving, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, there's
ghosts.
Oh, I did. Yes, two ghosts came in here with towels over their heads.
Right.
I'm yelling, me.
Was one of you, wasn't it?
Everybody being back to school and nursery today? Been to Holly Cottage?
Not again.
You haven't been to Holly Cottage today?
There.
Were the ducks there?
No.
No ducks. No eggs. No eggs here. Oh dear.
But Mum, why is it like a different over here? No eggs here like.
Oh, I've always wondered that.
Sorry, everyone's eating with their mouths full.
I mean, talking with their mouths full.
I mean, yes, talking with their mouths full.
Sorry, I'm so excited. In the book, no eggs here, oh dear, yeah? It says, they go to look for the eggs with the ducks, and it says, no eggs here, oh dear. But actually, ducks do have eggs. It's possible they could have been there, but they won't.
Maybe. I expected that it said.
Yes, that might be wrong.
When I looked on the other page, there was more.
Oh, you'll enjoy Christmas reading book today.
What about the daddy?
I'm
going to the toilet.
The daddy was the washer. And you wasn't. I wanted the daddy
to do it. Down,
could you
What?
Have an option. I bought you for your birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will. It's just upstairs, you see.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
It's too long.
I know.
See, it's such an exciting day.
Did you buy anything else?
The stairs!
No. Well, I've got it all in my sort of purse ready, you see. And I went off to town today, and do you know what I bought? Zilch.
Hmm.
Nothing.
Really?
Oh,
I haven't got that one. It's the thing I wanted to buy.
I wasn't there long enough, really.
Mum, look at me.
I had a very happy time looking at things I didn't want.
No,
it
wasn't that
much. No, I wasn't quite. I was enjoying it. But I've just decided. This was not for me. That's okay, because I've got another. I'll do it again another time, won't I?
That's a red blue. I wanted a bread.
I've got loads of bread.
I have that. Can I have some Pam?
Some Pam?
No. Pam. Pamela. Can I have some cream? Fish.
She made his mind up, didn't she?
We didn't say,
Mummy,
jam.
Well, we know
I
what
you
said.
Well, we thought you said jam, didn't we, Timothy?
Green.
Green
tea. Green.
So you went to town. You didn't mind being when you came home.
But I didn't go to town until I was 10, you see. I was going to my mother's at opposite 11, so it wasn't a lot of time.
I was down, wasn't it?
About me. Doing my own thing. Well, I had to open about 9 cards when I got home. Everything was
open about
9
cards. What?
So
what?
I had to do that by myself without any help.
Don't you like your little helpers?
Hmm.
I haven't got my
Salad cream. Careful because it's all in the lid. I think it needs help because when that lid is taken off, it'll all flop out.
Put it on there.
No, just a minute. No. How much do you want?
There's not very much there.
There's enough for anybody.
Just a
bit. Shout
when?
I'll get this out when.
Just finish it. I'm
gonna spit it. Put some more bread. There's no chip.
You want some more bread? You already had two pieces.
We haven't.
Yeah, you had a lid on that car, or mine. You and me.
I didn't have two.
Yes, saw you.
I didn't have two. You had one sandwich, but a top.
You had a bottom, and then you had a top on. So
And the other one had a leg.
Talk to the marker.
No. All the bread.
In the toilet. No? Sure. You haven't been for a long time, have you?
It's a bread.
You've been for a long time, no. What's that about?
When you went to...
I want the bread!
Unless you...
3 hours ago. I want bread.
You want bread?
No, I didn't get anything.
What did you have for lunch?
Bread! I want bread!
Not exactly delicate, ladylike chips. Almost hunks and tiny little tins out of the... No, tins out of the peas out of the tin.
What did you just said in the wrong...
At least I didn't have to send mine back to chap sitting next to me.
I want the bread! Please.
What do you think, dear, to this child that keeps moping on about bread?
Do you want them to go to that?
No.
Do you?
Oh. Perhaps half a piece. Right.
Anybody else want any more? You do. I bet your dad ain't. Half a piece each. Ravenous hordes.
You got any sheep dropping on you?
Happy? What would you like on it?
Egg.
Pardon?
Cheese.
Cheese? What kind of cheese or cream cheese?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese, please.
Yeah. Can I have some margarine?
With or without margarine? No margarine. Just cream cheese. It's easy.
The cream cheese is margarine.
There you are.
It's margarine. Cream cheese. No, it's not. Is it not?
What?
Cream cheese and margarine.
Cream cheese isn't margarine.
Oh,
no. You can use cream cheese instead of it or without it, or you can have both. How do you like, really? So you whacked out there?
Absolutely done it.
You came home and you laid the table. It's very impressive. I did try and do the cooking before you came in case you didn't notice.
That's
a little bit. I'm going to take the line down on the table. Rally, I'm sure.
mum and Roger. You wash up.
I got to wash up.
Mummy got the tea
you
ready.
When is your birthday?
Yeah, when it's your birthday, everybody does things for you. Everybody's nice to you. Have you been nice to Mummy all day?
Some of it.
Yeah, Mum's too.
So, you went to town, didn't buy anything, went to Grandma's, picked her up, went to Holly Cottage.
Came out to the Jolly Farmer.
Ah, well, did you go to Holly Cottage first?
No, we went to the Jolly Farmer and I dropped my mother in the Jolly Farmer, and then I went off to Holly Cottage to collect him. Because we thought that would be quicker then, you see, because she can collect him. Yeah.
Right.
And then we beetled off to Tesco's, and who did we see in Tesco's cafe once again?
No.
Mrs. She must make a permanent every time we're there. She's
see
there.
Her in the cafe.
Yeah.
She was pretending to be Mrs. Clarkfield.
Mm.
At school.
What's she doing?
So,
again?
Mrs.
is
teaching.
Mrs. Clarkfield is teaching Mrs. Clarkfield's class because Mrs. Clarkfield. So she leaps to Tesco's. Same as Christopher.
Mama.
Where you got that?
How does Imogen get to Tesco?
With her daddy. Her daddy was off work today. Down there.
There.
Right.
Have you finished then?
Lamb isn't a long word.
You're not having any cake. No, right then. Would you like to sit down and watch and see what
you're going to watch the candles?
But isn't this?
Yeah, if you come and watch anyway.
An apple.
Right, well just watch me have my cake.
Banana. Yeah,
they are apples.
It's apple, apple, or apple. A helicopter.
Where's the bananas there?
The bananas are not meant to be there.
No, they're not. They're supposed to be apples. So if anybody is starving and wants this.
Well, there's apple and cake, so you can choose. Is it wet?
Yeah.
It's because I washed them.
Do you want any more tea than me?
It's weird. The helicopter sounds like it's come to the hospital. Oh, yes, well, there it is. That's it. Ever so close.
Where?
Yes. Did you see it, Tim?
Yeah. Is it going to the hospital?
Probably.
Why?
Well, sometimes they fly things in or fly things out.
Why is it going?
Like kidneys.
Well,
it's true. That's what they're doing. It's just that we're having our tea.
A usual happy time at Birmingham Station when I got there.
What do you mean by happy? Are you being sarcastic?
Well, yeah, very.
Oh
mind
that's
you, it wasn't really their fault. There was a big factory, in Banbury.
Yes.
And it's upset the first thing we wanted to do was take the Straight Row. It went to the 12:06 train from to Redditch and it was up on the board and all of a sudden. We are very sorry. The train at number 11, I kept giving it out, platform 11, when you get to Leamington on it, get out if you're going to Banbury. There'll be a coach because there's a fire at Banbury. Well, I thought it meant there was something on the side of the road. It was at the factory near the edge of the tube. So then, we kept giving that.
Haven't we put these before the cake? Is that the idea? Is that just what everybody's
doing?
Everyone else is nice.
I'll wait, I'll tell you this story about them.
Yeah, carry on. You carry on talking while we chomp.
We're all sitting, three of us sitting on this seat. A girl that was all shaking, she was going for an interview to Birmingham at University. Another lady was going on to Northfield.
Could you chop it?
Well, you're all right. You'll be all right, we said. If you get on the train when we get on, you're okay. So they kept giving out.
Well, this is a plate I'd really like.
Oh, it's a plate. Sorry. I spoke, I don't know. Then they said the train to such a place will be a quarter hour late. We're very sorry because it's held up. Everything was standing outside the station. They're all held up with this fire at Banbury. It was upsetting everything.
It's a bit odd, because Banbury's quite a long way from Birmingham.
No, but it was upsetting all the
people. Why
could
they get rid of
the
train to Banbury?
So eventually we got...
Well, did lots of trains go through Banbury?
No,
one an hour.
This happened to be the hour, you see.
Six past the hour.
Yes, 6 minutes past the hour, so there. Yes, so they kept giving it out. Now, if you're getting on this train, make sure you get out at Leamington. So at about 12:20, the 12:06 went out from platform 11. Well, because that had upset everything then, you see, so a few other trains kept coming in and out. Then they said, we were very sorry, but the Shrewsbury train will come in at platform 10. That's where we're all waiting. So the Redditch train must have been outside somewhere, so that came in just as the 12:06 went out. About 20 past 12, the Shrewsbury train came in. So, and this girl got up, so we said, don't get on this. You'll never get to Birmingham University. You get on here. Wait until we get on. I said, because they've changed the train. Oh, she's getting all worked up. She'd come from Middlesbrough. So I said, well, look, anyway, we said, if there's no train to university, nobody will be going at the right time, will they?
Anyway, so they're every quarter of an hour, so it's not.
Yes, but you see, they got so mixed up that the Longbridge train, where the Longbridge train was.
I can hear it.
The Longbridge train was still outside, the 12:06 Redditch was still outside. So for a bit they gave out the Longbridge train. Then they said, oh no. The 12:06
back.
Yeah, there it is, oh look.
Ah.
Yeah, that's low, isn't it?
Well, it's
off,
it's not
really bad. Right, so they've got themselves right mixed up. Platform change.
Go
down.
Let's go round again.
Circle
again.
Another one.
Another one?
Yeah, it's two.
Oh, something happened somewhere, didn't
it? Not there, the different
place. Yes, there's one there.
You can see.
Oh, come in.
They'll have to wait to come
definitely
in.
Definitely two,
and
just
see
the other
ones
again.
Yeah.
They'll have to wait to come in, won't they?
Not
normally two,
one
after
the other. Exciting. So anyway, yeah, well. So, and they kept changing platforms with all these trains anyway. After a bit, they decided that the Redditch train was going to come in before the Longbridge train. So, and they didn't change it and say it wasn't going to Redditch. Because once when I was doing that, suddenly the man was mad because it stopped two Redditch trains that time. He was mad because there's all these people here waiting to go to Redditch. And we changed it. He said it's not going past Longbridge. Anyway, it came in. The 12:06 came in at about 12:25. And we're all part of it, including all these young folks going to university. You should have seen the number they got off.
Board interview altogether.
And you know what I expect. Oops. Got on the 12:06 because the slot 21 didn't come in. Anyway, we waved to her. She got off. And I stayed on, and there was still, the coach. You see, was full at Barn Green. To Redditch.
Do you not get on it?
Then? Oh well, yes.
Is there ever a time when you can't? Because
yeah,
I mean, there must be quite.
They're all. It wasn't completely full.
Yeah, people were having two seats for one.
That's
person.
Why they only have it off peak when it's during the rush hour. Mm.
So when it comes to the rush hour, they couldn't do it.
There,
yeah,
that's okay. Don't worry. Do you need to go to the toilet?
I'm gonna look for you. Got a bit of bad at the
end. Yeah, I think. Do you need to go to the toilet before my cake?
Come to the toilet when you start blowing the candles, might be too awful. I should go to if I were you.
Nip off quick. Do you need to go?
Before we have the candles, before the cake. Right. I'm going to watch this over here. Where? I think it'd be nice if you sat on your chair. Don't you think it'd be nice if you sat on your chair? Oh, definitely. Spoils the party if you don't.
I shan't think that you're there if you do. You are.
Going to stand next to Mummy.
He's tired, isn't he?
He doesn't really know.
It's all that rushing around Arrow Valley Park. We haven't told Daddy about going to Arrow Valley Park. Ooh, I don't want to look. Daddy, I'm passing you. Well, he seems to be wandering about. No, he's decided he's not having cake.
See, the best cake comes from Arrow Valley.
I'm excited.
Oh dear. And the poop.
Well, just leave it there because it won't matter. But Daddy doesn't want me to see you see before it comes out, so it makes it more exciting that way. Do you want to come sit on my knee?
No! We'll just stand.
Right. And just snuggle wuggle. It's nice.
I think it's just whacked, isn't it? I'm getting this away.
okay.
No, 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 because Gaddy doesn't want Mummy to see what he's doing in the kitchen. See, if you keep moving that, she can see.
Were you thinking of taking a walk with it?
Yeah.
Oh, carry on. Don't bump into Daddy on his way this way. There's only me and you left at this table.
I'll be quick, because Daddy just got it.
Right.
He just had the birthday, and I went away.
Are you excited? I'm going to sing to me.
I'm going to play it on my guitar.
Oh, that would be even nicer.
That's a good idea, isn't it? No, I think I put it on the windowsill somewhere.
Plectrum keeps appearing and disappearing.
Well, I did see it. I think I don't know where I've put it on. Just look on the windowsill. I think.
Daddy, I think we need some new plates here.
We can't have this fancy cake on these plates, can we?
I'm trying to think what the cake is. I'm trying to think what sort of cake we've got.
Dad!
Oh, thank you. And here comes the accompaniment. And it's better than teaching dyslexics, this isn't it, really?
It's my
I enjoy teaching my dyslexics.
Jesus loves. Don't sing it.
I won't sing a word.
No.
Forward to using my cutters. I'm a bit disappointed I couldn't use
them
right now.
Well, I was sitting there, we're waiting for shapes and nothing came.
The gingerbread boy cutter is rather large, I'm not quite sure. I want to do
that. To make it a big cake.
It came from Christopher, so I shall have to use it very rapidly.
You are right.
I'm going to switch that.
Can you make
be quick
a sort of crunchy cake with it?
How?
I'm going to switch the light
off. You have to make the cake and then cut it.
Not yet,
Oh yes, I could do, and then use a bit of pudding or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's got a sort of metal bar across. I don't understand why that would be. Why would it have a little metal bar across?
I think something's coming.
The lights up.
Well then.
I'm going to. Bye.
Ooh. All dark. Ooh, look at this. It's a happy birthday around the outside. Ooh, it's what's it called?
It's
Flintstones.
It's what?
It's the Flintstones.
Is it?
Take me back to my child.
Right, shall we sing?
Right, come along, let's hear it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Sing as well, Tim.
Happy birthday, dear Mummy. Happy birthday to you.
That's all right, we can do it again, can't we?
Yeah, because I've got to come and take a picture.
Right, Tim, you can sing to me again then. I'm just going to light them and then you can
blow
them.
Let's see what you're doing.
Go around the other side and stand near Mummy. Then you'll be on my picture.
Don't forget to get the Flintstones in, will you?
The Flintstones.
Yabby dabby doo. I seem to remember that's what he said. Don't get the cloth in, will you, dear? The teeth.
Right, who's getting close? Getting
nearer.
Go close to Mummy, that's it.
Right, you're going to sing while they take the pictures.
Right.
Come on, let's
go. Tim, hold Tim, please.
It's alright, he's getting his guitar, dear.
Oh, hurry up.
Hurry up, because the candles have gone down. Right.
Right, look at us.
Are you going to sing or not? Go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Mummy, I'm cold.
Happy birthday to you.
One of you can decide what I'm cold.
Blow it down.
Well, hold on, we'll just wait for Grandma.
Wait for Grandma, and then I'll take a picture of Mummy blowing him in a minute. Ready? Cheese, Grandma.
Can we all blow them?
Yeah. You can blow them instead of me if you like. Oh no, it's got to be me, is it? For the picture. Right,
all right, then
ready?
The next one afterwards.
Right, ready?
The one after.
All blow together, right? Ready? One, two, three. You didn't do anything, did you? Did you take it?
Yeah.
Oh, fancy that. Didn't feel like there was a flash. Like, it was like your personal blow.
It was the candles flickering, wasn't it?
Give me another.
Christopher's going to blow first, then Tim, right? Just get your fingers off my Flintstones, please. Thank you.
Some Flintstones are falling off, haven't they?
Yeah.
The boy one has.
Is it that one? Oh, it's meant to be. Well, it's just kind of stuck on there.
Yeah.
Go on, Christopher. Mind your fingers, love. Don't get them in the candle. Oop, one out. Ooh, not really good. Good grief. Come
they
on.
Don't do it.
There's
one.
You have misdirected puff, don't you really? I think your wind is
it's
going to
be
my
turn.
Okie doke.
There's one for me, there's one.
How many are there?
You take me on that.
Right.
How many, Tim? Can you count them all?
Let's count them. One, two, three, four, five.
Five, just like you had.
Yeah. Right. Five.
There goes Tim's blow.
Just press that grey button.
Oh, we've got to say cheese first, have we?
You might have to turn it
cheese
away.
What about saying cheese
just
five?
Cheese five.
No, wait a minute.
Cheese five.
Shall we say birthday? Right, ready?
Yeah.
Go. Birthday.
Birthday.